it's all coming to fruition, what God was wanting to do on this trip. And I've asked Travis to share a few things that God spoke to him and some things that he wanted to share about the trip.
Oi. That is hello. I've learned, I didn't know this until we got back, I've learned 32 Portuguese words and the meanings of them. So there's so much that I could say. I wasn't going to write anything down, but I kind of did. But everything was just amazing from the moment we got to the first church, Aldaí and Hillary's church. It was just incredible what we were doing there. And the look of the church has changed so much, the work that we did there. I don't know what I'm doing. But really, the meat of it, there's a lot of really cool things that we learned, a lot of things that we take for granted here. The biggest one, I think, is water. And their compassion and love that these kids show. I know you see that on the footage there. Just unbelievable. I think that first church, or maybe the third night, we went to this church that you see nothing there. It was just total darkness. And I told Pastor Gene that in that darkness, I know I was talking to my friend Dan outside the church, and the power had went out on our walk back. So we were walking for, I don't know what, 3 blocks or more with no power, and the power had been out for a long time. And I told Dan, I said, you know, it would be so cool if we could just all praise God right here where we're at. And about maybe 2 minutes later, we all walked in the church, and that's what we did. It was pitch black. I mean, we're 4.5 hours deep into the Amazon. We're in the jungle. And these people, along with us, we start worshiping God. And God was there. I felt God many times in my life, but that was the strongest presence of God that I have ever felt. When the lights came back on, I won't go into great detail, but there was a gentleman that I saw that I believe that God was speaking to me to pray for this man. And in a way, I was kind of shaking it off, and I knew I shouldn't have done that. And God pretty much explained that to me. He confirmed that I needed to speak with this man 2 times. And to me in a very special way that I'll never forget. And my good friend Ephraim helped translate. And I spoke with this man, and Ephraim told me that I impacted his life tremendously by what I said to him in my prayer. And when we left, I found like an hour later, he's one of the leaders of a small group there. And that just really touched my heart. Because before I left, I spoke with my friend Chris here. I explained it to him that I wanted to make sure that I was completely equipped to do what God had called me to do on this trip before I left. And my prayer was that the love of God would permeate for me in every sense of the way. With my hands, with my eyes, I wanted people to know that God lives in me. When I hug them, when I look at them, when I talk to them, not just them, including you all. And I received that confirmation from Ephraim. He's now one of my best friends. We are already friends on the computer. And he actually told me that. And I think just being able to pray for those people, the Holy Spirit, if you just pray for the Holy Spirit to come into your life and just come out to those people while you're praying for them and just speak blessing on them, and God just works through you. It's like what Matthew 8:5-10, where he speaks about the servant and the army man who comes to God and says, you know, I have a servant who is sick, and Jesus is going to go there, but the servant says, there's no need. All you need to do is command it. And because of that man's faith, God healed that person right where they were. And the Holy Spirit can do that today. And I totally believe that. And like Michelle said on the video, the worship there, the passion that those people show, their level of faith, in the churches that we were in, all of the churches that we were in was amazing. And really the little kids, the love, just tremendous amount of love for all of us. Matter of fact, they would not just say that they were hugging us and holding on to us and didn't want to let us go. And one other thing I want to share is the first night where I gave testimony about me going on this trip. Originally, I, I didn't know for sure if I needed to go. And God called me to this mission. And the first night I was able to share that testimony, I was very comforted that I was doing what God had called me to do. This church was in an Indian village. I mean, very remote place. And there was some people there. That's the first time I've had an opportunity to pray for someone like we had. I laid hands on a gentleman and prayed for him. And before we left, that man hugged me like 6 or 7 times. And just a lot of weeping and a lot of sharing with us, even though we didn't understand a lot of what they were saying. And I wrote down a couple of verses, a couple of songs that we were singing. If you give me just a second, I'll turn to the right page here. Our group had been singing music, and I think as we went along, we started kind of singing the words, the Portuguese language, to some extent. And I caught myself. I'm like, wow, what was I just singing? I have no idea. But a good friend of mine that I met there, he asked us to a small group the last night, and he actually gave me a DVD of the music that we'd been singing all along. And it had subtitles, and I transferred it to English, and I wanted to share that with the mission group and also the rest of you. This is just some of the worship music that these folks sing. I am nothing without you. Without your presence, I may die. How I want you, how I love you, I consecrate my life to you. Yes, I bow at your feet. All I have is you. All I have is totally yours, and all I am is totally yours. Oi, te amo, which means I love you. Oi, te amo, oi, te amo. And I love all of you. And I don't think we say that enough. We need to tell each other we love each other, and we need to show each other we love each other. And my heart goes out to this hurt family here. Although I don't know you, I have so much compassion for you, and I'm so hurt for you. And I know our church will be strong for you, and we'll all love you. And thank you for letting me go on this trip. I really enjoyed it.
Yes. It was a big, big stretch of faith for him, and I know God did a great thing in his life, and I really appreciate Travis, all his hard work and help he was to us. Dan's going to come as well. Dan, where are you? Dan's going to come and share some things that God spoke to him and shared through him.
I had a wonderful experience while I was there. I know most of you probably don't know me well, but I'm pretty shy as a rule. If you put in a room of people I don't know, I'm the last one to say hello. But I did not realize how much I did not like wearing shoes. I even painted in bare feet while we were there. It was absolutely wonderful. I had 2 agendas when I was going to be there. One of them was that I wanted to minister to people, and the other one was I wanted to get to know others. Well, actually, I wanted to minister and get to know them, and the other one was I wanted to show pastor some things about me. And God showed me some wonderful things about our pastor that I did not know was true. The first church we showed up at, soul pastor, his name was George. And he began to share with Pastor Gene as soon as he showed up about the things that Pastor Gene had prophesied and shared with him 5 years ago when he was there. And it was exciting for him. And I thought, wow, you know, that's pretty neat that this guy would remember that. Then that particular night, I got to share a testimony like Travis did. And the Holy Spirit ministered to me that night by way of a word that came through Aldai. Is that right? And that began a journey for me on this trip that has completely changed the way I'm looking at ministry. The next church we went to, the pastor, Pastor Jason, I think it was, grabbed Gene and the translator, Aldai, and he said to Aldai to share with Gene that Gene had shared with him a vision that he had for him and prophesied over him about what God had called him to do and released him into ministry. And Pastor Jason said, you know, no one did that to me when they came visited me. The pastors from the United States, they'd tell me what to do. But instead, Pastor Gene just shared with him about what he felt God was enlightening him to do what God called him to do, not to do what he felt like that we needed him to do. And he also prophesied over his son, and his son now is in Bible college. He's a pastor, his 18-year-old son, Isaiah, I think his name was. As I saw that happen over and over again, I realized that there was a unique, and God spoke this to me, anointing about our pastor that we often don't see here. He's a unique man. Now, I know that we all are alike in our relationship with God, but there's an anointing on him that was absolutely awesome to see, and we operate underneath that. Now, the first night I mentioned to you that I was ministered to, God decided to set me apart on this trip to share with me some things that I did not know were true. Now, in the midst of this trip, Avis told me, she said, "Now, I know that we're not called to Brazil." And I said, "That's true." It's true. Now, as funny as we think that Pastor Gene is when he's awake, he is just as funny when he's asleep. Let me tell you, there was lots and lots of things happening. Of course, I had to hear most of that secondhand because I was participating in the entourage that was happening while we were there, whatever you want to call it, the musical serenade that was happening in the boat as we slept in the hammocks. But while we were on that boat, I had an opportunity to spend time with the Lord. Now, most of you probably don't know this about me, but I like to journal, and I've been journaling for a while. And I journaled the day before we left something that happened to me back in the 80s. One of the pastors prayed with Avis and I years ago, and he prayed some very specific scriptures and a very specific word. And I wrote that in my journal. Guess what came out of Aldai's mouth? That same word. It was absolutely life-changing for me. Because God is confirming in me the very fact that when we are ready to move to the next place in ministry, he has a way of preparing you for that and then telling you it's time to move forward. I'm sitting on this boat, and it's early morning, it's getting kind of hot, and I'm worshiping the Lord, and which is kind of out of character for me because I usually just spend time reading and praying, and so I was worshiping the Lord in a different kind of way, and I really knew that the Lord was ministering to me, and I saw a vision, and I won't tell you what that was about, but I saw a vision, and I was having difficulties with my camera that day, and I realized that, actually, we were videotaping with it, and I realized that my battery was kind of going dead, and I gave it to someone else to carry with them because I was actually going to do something else that afternoon, and my battery died while I had my camera, and so we plugged it into the boat electricity system while I was there that afternoon and that night and all night long, and got up the next morning and my battery and my camera wouldn't charge, and it was very frustrating, and I knew that it didn't work because I bought an extra battery charger because it just never did charge, and here I was thinking that I had charged it overnight and the battery didn't work actually at the hotel before we got on the boat, and I was frustrated. So I don't have a lot of video from the boat, which is all right. There's lots of pictures floating around. The next service that we went to the next night, the last night before we left off the boat, we were there, and the Spirit of God was moving very, very strongly. And I had taken my camera, and I plugged it into the back of the wall, and I'm halfway back in the church, you know, videotaping from back there, thinking I really don't like doing this, but that's where I was. And pretty soon, when Pastor Gene was done speaking, there was a wonderful anointing. There's probably 150 people there. I went up front, and they just happened to have a platform that was straight, and there was an outlet in the very front, so I plugged into that outlet. Well, I got so far away from the outlet that my camera came unplugged and it went dead. So I walked back over and I sat it down, and I actually have videotape of the setting it down because you can see the wall, and plugged it back in. Actually, what I have on it is videotape of me plugging it out, unplugging it, plugging it back in. And I thought, you know what? I remember, and I did this during praise and worship, I said to the Lord, "I am not going to allow myself to spend any money on this camera. You can heal this camera. I'm tired of spending money on things I have to spend it on. I want this camera to work." And I remembered that prayer while I was up front. Pulled the cord out and it went dead. Pushed it back in, it came on. And I thought, no, I prayed about it. I pulled it out and it stayed on. It was absolutely amazing. Now, you know, when you hear stories like that, you think sometimes they're not true. Well, I know it's true. It was just amazing. And my camera battery, I don't think it really charged on the camera at all. It just stayed on because when I got back to the hotel the next night or the night after that, I ended up having to charge it on my charger, but the battery started working. Now, again, I believe that when God starts ministering to us and gives us freedom to do the things that he's called us to do, it isn't that hard to believe him for the things that he wants us to do, and also to believe him for the little things that we have. Now, the last thing I want to share with you is this. Did you know how to tell whether someone is right-handed or left-handed? Do you know how to tell? If I get out there, I'm going to get in trouble, right? When they look this way, they're left-handed. And when they look this way more, they're right-handed. Now, I'm right-handed, but I kick with my left foot, so I'm looking at you guys a lot more. Maybe it's because there's not so many of you. Anyway, the last thing I want to share with you is this, is that the last night we got to do testimonies at the church, All Day East Church, the host church we're there for, and I know that the Spirit of God is changing my life and my wife's life. There is something that's happening in us. I did not expect to have the impact on my life the way that things happened to me. I heard myself say this when I stood up. 7 years ago, I started a journey that I didn't want to start. And over the last 2 years, I've been seeking God for some very specific things. And he has been guiding my learning about how to think outside the box, to think differently. And I know that those five people that specifically spoke to me without knowing what they were saying, knowing what it was they weren't talking to one another, those five, six people that spoke to me absolutely were confirming the fact that the Holy Spirit, when you're ready, will confirm the things that he's doing and that he's called you to do. Now, the amazing part about that is that when you are submissive to the anointing that's on your pastor, God has a way of causing those things to happen in such a way that it links you to him. That's that spiritual covering that happens that is just, again, amazing. You know, while we were there, I felt so connected to Gene. When I couldn't see him, I had difficulty because of the anointing that's on him and my desire to care for him and protect him. And as a body, we are very, very blessed to have such a strong, anointed man as the one that is leading us. I believe that God has got a place for us as destiny in our community. And I believe, by the way, that I'm called to our Joplin community. I believe that God has a destiny for our church and our community that is beyond what we can imagine.
Thanks, Dan. Yes. God did so many wonderful things, and we're going to make a video of the whole thing and have it online, and just shortly after we get it up online, we'll let you know about that. You can go to our church website and watch that full video. God did so many great things, and today I just encourage you, next year we're going to take a trip again, and who knows, maybe we'll have to take two teams next year because we have so many people wanting to go back already. And some of you want to go that didn't get a chance to go this time, so you'll have your chance. Those who want to go with us back to Brazil next year, we would love to have you go and let God change what he's doing in your life. We're going to continue those connections we've made with churches, supporting them, helping them.